All right, so looking to step up that YouTube game, specifically with shorts. You sent over some fascinating articles and research on how to get more views, and I've got to say, I'm pretty excited to dive into this with you, focusing on strategies from Conor Wagner, the mastermind behind the Dave Ramsey Empire's YouTube success, took their channel from 20 million to over 100 million monthly views. Pretty impressive, right?
It is what's captivating is that it doesn't seem like there are any gimmicks.
Yeah.
They've really honed in on understanding audience behavior and using YouTube, particularly shorts, as a bridge
Okay.
to more meaningful engagement.
That's intriguing. So instead of chasing those fleeting trends, they're building a strategy. That's for the long haul. Their free sample approach really stood out to me. How does that work exactly?
But it's brilliant, really. They view YouTube Shorts as bite-sized previews of their most compelling content, right? But the real genius is how they select which content to showcase.
Yeah.
The Ramsey Network analyzes their data
Right.
meticulously to pinpoint their top-performing videos, and then they craft shorts from those specific segments.
Just so they're taking the guesswork out of it and leveraging what's already working, data-driven decision making at its finest. But do viewers actually convert from these quote samples to the full-length content?
That's where their clever use of the related video feature comes in.
Okay.
Every short they create includes a direct link back to the full video it originated from.
Got it.
So Connor, he believes that genuine connection and impact occur within that long-form content, and shorts act as a powerful hook to draw viewers in.
Makes sense. It's like a strategic breadcrumb trail leading viewers to this treasure trove of knowledge. But I imagine creating captivating shorts that actually stop those thumbs from scrolling is no easy feat.
Oh, you're absolutely right. They pay close attention to what they call swipe away rates,
Okay.
striving for 70% or higher.
Wow.
They want viewers glued to the screen, not swiping to the next shiny object.
So how do they achieve that?
Well,
What are their secrets
yeah.
for crafting those irresistible shorts?
One crucial tactic is the 1-3-second rule. Connor's team treats the very beginning of each short
Right.
as its own mini masterpiece.
Okay.
Those first few seconds are critical for grabbing attention
Yeah.
in this fast-paced world of YouTube Shorts.
Oh, I can relate to that. We've all been there endlessly scrolling through shorts and making split-second
Over the
decisions
top?
about what to watch.
Right.
It's a fierce battle for attention.
It is.
And while many creators try to cram calls to action into those precious few seconds, Connor's team discovered something surprising.
Interesting.
Did you tell them?
They found that shorts featuring simple, compelling content actually perform best. So instead of pushing for immediate clicks, their focus is on captivating viewers with the content itself,
Interesting.
trusting that, a captivated audience will naturally seek out more.
So it's about quality over a hard sell. But wouldn't neglecting calls to action potentially hinder channel growth?
That's a valid point, however. Connor argues that fixating on subscriber count is a trap.
Okay.
He emphasizes consumption over subscribers, prioritizing how much people are actually watching over vanity metrics.
But aren't subscribers still crucial for channel growth? How do you reconcile those two perspectives?
Think Media, a prominent YouTube resource, noticed a similar trend.
Okay.
While their short views skyrocketed, their long-form views stayed relatively constant. And this reinforces the importance of focusing on genuine engagement and delivering valuable content that keeps viewers coming back
Right.
for more.
Right.
It's about building a loyal audience, not just racking up empty numbers.
That makes a lot of sense. So how does the Ramsey Network ensure that their content consistently hits the mark? Do they just have some magical intuition?
Not quite magic, but they're incredibly data savvy.
Okay.
They delve deep into analytics. They even utilize AI tools like ChatGPT.
Right.
So they don't just rely on gut feelings. They use data to understand which content resonates most,
Wow.
predict trends, and make informed decisions.
So they're basically asking AI, like, what's going to be a hit? That's fascinating. But it can't all be about numbers, right?
You're right. They also have a framework for understanding the core elements of YouTube success.
Okay.
They call them the three pillars of YouTube success. And this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay, I'm all ears. Let's break down these pillars.
All right. The first pillar is the creator-host personality.
Okay.
It's about being engaging, authentic, and bringing something unique to the table.
Right, right.
You need that special something that makes you stand out in the vast sea of content creators.
So it's about being genuine and letting your personality shine through.
Absolutely.
What about the second pillar?
The second pillar is content.
Okay.
It's the heart of your channel, right?
Yeah.
What are you teaching, sharing, or entertaining your audience with?
Right.
Is it high quality? Is it valuable? Is it relevant?
Right. It's got to be something that genuinely resonates with your target audience.
Exactly.
So what's the final pillar
that
holds this whole structure up?
The third pillar is format.
Okay.
It's all about how you deliver that valuable content.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you can get creative and experiment with different styles and approaches to captivate your viewers.
Okay.
Think about the show Hot Ones.
Oh, I love that show.
Right.
The Hot Wings element adds a whole new dimension to the traditional interview format.
Exactly.
Right.
That unique format is a huge part of what makes the show so successful. Now, Connor emphasizes that embracing failure is crucial for growth.
Okay.
The Ramsey Network's success is built on a mountain of experiments that didn't work.
Right.
So they weren't afraid to take risks and learn from their mistakes.
That's a refreshing perspective.
Yeah.
I'm curious to explore this further.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of talk about YouTube Shorts potentially ruining channels. Is that something the Ramsey Network addresses?
They do. In fact, Connor believes this fear often stems from misunderstandings about how to effectively use shorts.
Okay.
He outlines 5 common mistakes that can lead to this perception.
Okay, let's unpack those mistakes.
All right.
What's the first one?
The first mistake is creators uploading their social media videos as shorts.
Okay.
Without considering if the content aligns with their YouTube channel.
Gotcha.
Creates a disconnect.
Yeah.
Can leave viewers confused.
Yeah.
Imagine offering a sample of pizza when your restaurant actually serves sushi.
Yeah, that's not going to win you any loyal customers. So what's the next mistake creators should be aware of?
The second mistake is neglecting to monitor the performance and effectiveness of their shorts.
Right.
Analyzing data, identifying what's working,
mm-hmm.
and continually refining their approach is crucial.
It's like those swipe away rates we discussed.
Exactly.
They offer valuable insights into how engaging your shorts truly are.
Yeah.
What's the third mistake on Connor's list?
The third mistake is a missed opportunity, not linking their shorts back to the full video.
Okay.
Using the related video feature.
Right.
This simple step can drive traffic to their main channel.
Right.
And potentially turn casual viewers into long-form content enthusiasts.
It's like creating a captivating movie trailer, but failing to tell people where they can actually watch the film.
Exactly, yeah.
What about the fourth mistake?
The fourth mistake is inconsistency in publishing shorts.
Okay.
Connor recommends a daily frequency.
Right.
To maintain a steady stream of fresh and engaging content.
So consistency is key, much like building any habit.
Yeah.
What's the final mistake that creators should be wary of?
The fifth and final mistake is giving up too soon.
Okay.
Connor suggests publishing shorts consistently for at least 90 days.
Okay.
To allow them time to gain traction and start working their magic.
Right. It's like planting a seed and expecting a giant tree overnight.
Right.
Patience and persistence are vital in the YouTube game.
It is, yeah.
But do these strategies apply to smaller channels just starting out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
These principles are valuable whether you're a seasoned creator or just beginning your YouTube journey.
Okay.
In fact, Connor believes that starting now is better than waiting.
So there's no time like the present
to
jump in and start creating.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about this ongoing debate about shorts cannibalizing long-form content.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
Connor argues that if your shorts are strategically designed to entice viewers to watch your longer videos,
mm-hmm.
they can actually enhance your long-form content's performance.
Okay.
It's about creating a synergy where shorts act as a gateway to the deeper insights and value found in your longer videos.
So instead of viewing them as competitors,
right.
we should think of shorts and long-form content as complementary elements.
Exactly.
Within a broader content strategy.
Yeah. And tracking your analytics is essential to see how shorts are impacting your overall channel performance.
Right.
Data can reveal valuable insights and help you fine-tune your strategy.
Right. Data is indeed our friend when it comes to understanding what's working and what's not.
Yes.
So how do you create those enticing shorts that leave viewers wanting more?
Right.
How do you use them to tease and create a knowledge gap that only your long-form content can fill?
It's a bit like giving someone a puzzle piece.
Okay.
But withholding the rest of the puzzle.
Right.
Connor suggests intentionally leaving out key information or context in the shorts,
mm-hmm.
prompting viewers to seek out the complete picture in your longer content.
So it's about piquing their curiosity.
Exactly.
And leaving them with unanswered questions that only your long-form content can address.
Yeah.
That's a clever strategy.
It is. The Ramsey Network avoids providing complete answers or fully resolved storylines in their shorts.
Right.
Leaving viewers wanting more.
It's all about strategic storytelling.
Yeah.
And knowing how to leave your audience wanting more.
Uh-huh.
But what about the concern that some viewers might only engage with shorts and never venture into your longer content?
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
However, shorts can also introduce your channel to a wider audience.
Okay.
Who might never have discovered you otherwise.
So it's a trade-off.
It is.
You might have some viewers who only engage with shorts.
Right.
But you also have the potential to reach a much larger audience.
Exactly. And sometimes topics or guests that might not have performed well in long-form videos
right.
find new life and success as shorts.
Interesting. It's like shorts have their own unique algorithm and audience preferences.
Yeah.
What works in long-form might not work in shorts.
Exactly.
And vice versa.
You've hit the nail on the head. It's crucial to adapt your content.
Right.
And understand the nuances of each platform.
Right.
Even the most unexpected content can go viral as a short. Sometimes it's a funny moment between hosts.
Oh,
it wasn't even intended to be educational.
Right. It's a reminder that you never truly know what's going to resonate with viewers.
You don't.
But even if a short goes viral,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't guarantee long-term growth, right?
That's true. It's crucial to stay focused on your core content and use shorts strategically
okay.
to enhance, not replace, your main channel.
So it's all about balance
yeah.
and creating content that serves both your short-form and long-form audiences.
Exactly.
Connor also emphasized the importance of continuously learning and evolving as a creator.
He did.
What were some of his insights on that?
Well, he emphasized that YouTube is a continuous learning experience.
Yeah.
It's not just about creating videos. It's about becoming a better communicator, storyteller, and content creator.
Hmm.
He encourages creators to invest in their personal growth,
right.
both in terms of their technical skills and their ability to connect with an audience.
So it's about embracing that growth mindset and
yeah.
and constantly seeking ways to improve your craft
uh-huh.
and connect with your audience on a deeper level.
Absolutely.
It's a journey of continuous learning and evolution.
It is. And speaking of embracing the journey,
yeah.
Connor shared a powerful message about the fear of failure.
Okay.
He believes that creators need to get to a point where they actually love to fail.
That sounds counterintuitive at first.
Yeah.
Why would anyone love to fail?
Well, he's not suggesting that creators intentionally create bad content.
Right.
It's about shifting your perspective on failure.
Okay.
And viewing it not as a setback, but as an invaluable learning opportunity.
So it's about embracing those mistakes and extracting valuable lessons from them.
Yeah, the Ramsey Network's success wasn't built on overnight wins.
Right.
It was built on a mountain of experiments that didn't work.
Right.
They weren't afraid to try new formats, test different approaches,
mm-hmm.
and even completely scrap ideas that weren't resonating with their audience.
It's a powerful reminder that the path to success is rarely linear.
Right.
It's paved with experimentation, learning, and adapting along the way.
It is.
And the Ramsey Network's willingness to embrace that process is inspiring.
It is. So for those hesitant to start because they're afraid of failure.
Right.
Connor's message is clear.
Right.
Embrace the fear. Embrace the uncertainty.
Yeah.
Embrace the possibility of failure.
Mm.
It's in those moments of vulnerability and experimentation
yeah.
that you'll discover your true potential as a creator.
You might just stumble upon the next big YouTube sensation in the process.
You never know.
This has been an incredibly insightful deep dive.
Yeah, it has.
We've covered so much ground.
We have.
From understanding audience behavior and leveraging data to the importance of format, embracing failure, and finding your unique voice.
Absolutely. The Ramsey Network's journey is a masterclass in strategic content creation.
It is.
They've demonstrated how to effectively utilize YouTube Shorts as a powerful tool
right.
for audience growth and engagement.
Right.
It's truly inspiring.
Their approach is both insightful and practical.
Yeah.
It highlights the importance of understanding your audience, creating high-quality content,
mm-hmm.
and constantly evolving your strategy.
And above all, it emphasizes the importance of embracing the entire YouTube journey.
Right.
With all its challenges and triumphs.
One of the key takeaways for me is that it's never too late to start creating on YouTube.
Right.
The barriers to entry have never been lower.
Right.
And the opportunities have never been greater.
It's true.
It's truly democratic platform that empowers anyone with a passion and a message
right.
to connect with an audience and make a meaningful impact.
And as Connor aptly put it, the best time to fail is NW.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let fear hold you back.
Right.
Embrace the messy process of experimentation and extract valuable lessons from your missteps.
Yes.
You might surprise yourself with what you can achieve.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the secrets of YouTube success,
yeah.
I want to leave you with this thought. What resonated most with you today?
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how can you apply these principles to your own YouTube journey?
Yeah.
Whether you're just starting out or you've been creating for years.
Right.
There's always room for growth, learning, and evolution.
Remember, YouTube is a marathon,
mm-hmm.
not a sprint.
Mm-hmm.
The journey itself is just as rewarding as the destination.
Right.
So keep creating, keep experimenting, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Right.
And never stop learning.